Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intergalactic Wit Podcast. I am the host, Mother Wit, and unlike the Baddies reunion show, can we talk? Can we have a conversation? Okay. Oh, my goodness. Before I get into that, let me go ahead and talk about what happened, why I've been MIA. So, I've been MIA because someone that I used to talk to in the past has passed away. So I've been grieving and basically, you know, just thinking about things and trying to focus on what I got going on. So that's why I've been away. But anywho, I will say this. If you have any loved ones or somebody, I wouldn't say loved ones. You know, of course, you know, check on them, see how they doing. But people from your past, I understand they in the past or whatever. However, you just never know when people are going to go. So, you know, just keep in mind that, yeah, things might not have worked out or whatever. But be like, damn, they ain't here no more. That's crazy. You know, like, just keep in mind, not saying go back to your ex or whatever the case may be, but just understand that, you know, that last time you talked to that individual, you might not get another chance to talk to them again. That's all I'm saying. Be mindful. And, you know, hey, it happened. So now I'm here. And I want to thank the people that did send stuff to my Cash App. Thank you all. Y'all motivated me to want to get back into making more content. And get out of my little depression slump that I was in. Thank you all. For those who don't know what the Cash App is, it is $INESDINERO. All right. Now that I got that out the way, let me go ahead and, you know, give my disclaimer. This podcast, as well as all of the other podcasts, by the way, it has adult language, and I'll talk about adult situations, you know, for those people who are new coming in, who don't know what the show is about. I'll talk about a variety of topics that's trending, current world news, talk about relationship advice, workplace drama, etc. It's very diverse here. So just want to put that out there, and that if you are a minor under the age of 18, please exit out now. Okay. All right. So all the business inquiries and stuff, I'll say that for the end of the show as well. But anywho, let's talk about where I left off with the Queens of R&B real quick, okay? So, come to find out, Coco, I don't know where she got that sold over 3 million records at. I don't know, because apparently they didn't sell that many. However, I get what she was saying, though. Like, hey, I'm not, you know, going to open up for them. We came out before them, you know. But Escape was on, well, we got more followers. We are still doing things currently. So therefore, y'all should open up for us. We're the main event. But it didn't work out that way. However, they did make both co-headline. It worked out in the end. As far as Candy, Candy is very crafty. I like Candy, but at the same time, you know, I side-eye Candy. For those who don't know, she's also on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she got a lot of stuff going on. So drama is just always around her, yet she's always busy getting to the bag. And it's crazy because she doesn't realize that she a sucker. You know, she got her husband, and of course she's the breadwinner, of course. And she just y'all gotta watch the show. I'll say that for another time to talk about maybe, but she got a lot going on. Okay, so let's move past that. Now, the Scott sisters. It's weird because both of them had an album come out right after that show that they did, you know, with Escape. I mean, excuse me, with SWV, the Queens of R&B, Escape and SWV. So, poor Latasha Scott. I feel bad for her, but at the same time, this is karma because her and her husband stole her sister's money and tried to blackmail her and all that. So she only sold about approximately 500 copies of her gospel album, you know, when it first came out. And her sister, she basically had a song out with Method Man. So it seemed like she's doing pretty good, you know, from the views I saw on YouTube and stuff. She seemed like she's doing pretty good. However, she did talk about what happened on the show by going on other shows talking about it, just like Latasha did too. But it's just weird because they still don't have a good relationship. Latasha still won't admit that she helped, whether she did it or I can't say or not, because the evidence was there. She's still denying it. She still says she didn't steal the money. But somehow it just magically appeared in her husband's account. So yeah, as for me, if I was in that situation, ain't no coming back from that unless you pay me the money back that you stole. However, you know, I don't understand their relationship, but my thing is this: Tamika, which is, you know, the sister that she, you know, got the money stolen from, she basically, I don't know, she's kind of sneaky too. Not even kind of, she is sneaky. I just didn't understand the point of coming out on the show and saying that, but then trying to make it seem like your sister, Latasha, made you go there. And it's like, if this happened 10 years ago, why are you waiting now to bring the shit up? Like, it was just weird. But anywho, in conclusion, they aren't speaking to each other all like that still. Meanwhile, Coco cut all her hair off and went blonde. She's still, you know, doing things. Her son, who happened to make appearances here and there on the show with her, he decided to go ahead and go to school, or stay in school, I should say, to become a dentist, because he wanted to drop out for this music career. And I'm trying to figure out why, because he, in my opinion, he didn't have the talent. Like, his voice wasn't strong enough to just build off of having a music career. Anywho, but all in all, that was the conclusion of the show. Everybody went their separate ways. And it seemed to me that Candy basically was the one to bring them all in, because if it wasn't for Candy, it wouldn't be no show. However, the Scott sisters seem ungrateful to me, because the way Latasha was acting, like, you know, like she the diva of the group and her voice is so much better. I agree. I do like Latasha's voice, but her attitude, the way she was portrayed on the show, the way she portrayed herself on the show was not a good look, especially if you're trying to come up off of this. Like, if you're trying to get album sales, it wasn't a good look. And then with Tamika and her seasoning, girl, didn't nobody care about your seasoning? Nobody cared about that. As far as Tiny, you know, she got money. She was cool. She, you know, really didn't have to do the show. Candy didn't really have to do the show. If anything, the Scott sisters needed that opportunity to keep money coming in for them, because they obviously, you know, needed the bag that bad. SWV, they needed the bag too. But yeah, that was just the conclusion of the show. As for Lily and Taj, Lily is still working on her novels. She is trying to be the next Zane. So she's still working on her little freaky novels. And as far as Taj ain't got to do much. She has, her husband is a retired NFL player. So she's pretty good. All right, that's enough on that show. So let's talk about some current world news real quick. I know I don't have my music intro. I'm just jumping right into this before I start my busy day. So, current world news. I know something is always going on, but let's talk about the major stuff, okay? So, as you all know, in July, we're supposed to switch over to this whole CBDC thing. June or July, one of the two. One of the J months. But I believe July. And so far, a lot of places are like, if you give cash, like, they're not trying to really give you so much back. Like, they will accept the cash, but they prefer, you know, the card, if you have the card. But it's like cash is just, they're trying to die that out. I don't know how they're going to do it, because to me, I feel like it's going to be impossible. And I feel like physical cash is very much so needed. Whenever you want to give somebody a tip or pay somebody on the tip, like, it's so much with physical money, like with the dancers. Like, I don't know what will happen if they just eliminate physical money. It will definitely be the end for real, in my opinion. So anywho, let's talk about this whole thing where they're talking about the whole EMP thing. Y'all's president is talking about how it's going to be another attack. Well, not another attack as far as that, but as far as another pandemic. I was like, get out of here. Another one? How do you guys know this? So with that going on, you got the CDC talking crazy, giving hints and stuff on what's to come. But also, all of a sudden, like 600 pounds of like nitrate, some type of explosives that was coming through one of the states to get to California, all of a sudden up and disappeared. And it's like, what? Damn, where'd it go? Nobody wants to really talk about that. And then, like I said, back to the whole EMP thing, it's been talks of that. 50 senators got satellite phones in case something happens in the near future. So it's like, huh, why did these 50 senators get satellite phones? What about us? So basically, that's like a warning that something is coming. So my advice to you all, the listeners, the Juice Crew, is to get ready, get prepared, stock up on your water, stock up on your non-perishable food items, get you some batteries, stock up on that, flashlights, if you have generators, some seeds to grow food, do something, because I don't like surprises, but all the stuff that they're telling you or hitting around to, at least they're telling you up front, you know, something's gonna happen. Whether it does or not, it's always best to be prepared, right? So with that being said, that's the whole current news. It's always something scary going on in this world. That's all I can say when it comes to that. It's always something crazy. And then election time is getting ready to come up, 2024. Got some people that's trying to get into office. Trump wants to go for another run at this presidential thing again. Biden wants to run again. I'm like, oh my goodness. You got another couple players that want to run for the next presidency. So it's awkward. So just know every time the elections get ready to come up, it's always some crazy stuff. People buy up a lot of ammo. You know, it's always crazy around that time. All right, let's move on to something else. Something else. So, the Baddies reunion. OMG. First of all, Razor and Krishan was not at the Baddies reunion. Razor lost her cell phone allegedly on an airplane. And Krishan Rock, of course, she's pregnant. Everybody knows this, you know, that follows what's going on with the show or follow those people individually. So that leaves Rolly, DJ Sky, Scotland, Kat, Biggie, Stunna Girl, Natalie Nunn, and Tommy on the show. The guest host was, I think her name is Janisha, and then Stevie J. Nobody really wanted to talk. I take that back. The only people that really wanted to talk was Biggie, Tommy, and I forgot about Lo. Poor Lo. Like, everybody else wanted to try to jump, wanted to try to get their little one-on-one in, want to argue. Oh my gosh. Let me just say this. For those who watched the fight or heard my podcast pertaining to the fight between Natalie Nunn and Tommy, I'm starting to think Tommy got paid to lose that fight. I'm starting to really think that now. Because the way Tommy is on this damn reunion show, I'm like, nah, y'all still on that scary shit? You would think that if she lost to Natalie, everybody know Natalie can't fight. She lost every fucking fight. So it's like, y'all would think that, okay, her beating Tommy, something gotta be wrong. Even I was like, dang, like, Natalie, what the fuck? Like, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, you about that life. Tommy, what's going on? So, on the reunion show, Tommy came out looking beautiful, as always. And she literally wanted to talk. She on her grown woman shit, trying to, you know, really talk to them, because she is the oldest out of all of them, her and Natalie, that is. But Natalie wants to argue, talking about some, she got to check in, you know, when she on the West Coast, and all this weird shit Natalie ain't even about. It's like, Natalie was trying so bad to get to Tommy. I think she want to fuck her. I think she want to eat her pussy or something, because it was just way too much going on. She was way too focused on her. But where was all that energy at when Krishan Rock slapped the fuck out of you, Natalie? Where was all that energy at? I don't understand. Same thing with Sky. Like, Sky, how all of a sudden you about that life when you be the first one to cry, be all scary and shit, but you want to fight? You want to fight Rolly? Fuck out of here. Now, Biggie and Stunner Girl did, you know, get their little one-on-one or whatever. And of course, somebody tried to sneak in. Biggie, I'm going to just say this. Biggie can't fight, and Biggie wasn't trying to fight. She looked really nice. She wasn't really trying to fight for real, for real. Like, she really wasn't. Stunner Girl looked pretty too, but Stunner Girl came prepared to fight. You know, her wig and stuff was nice. You know, she had it tied back or whatever. But she came there, you know, with some army fatigue pants, so a shirt and some fucking sneakers. Like, she came ready to fight. Scotland looked nice too, but I don't like her stance on the situations. Like, it was a big mess. For those who haven't watched the show or the reunion, it's two parts of the show, one and two. Yes, it's ratchet. I'm just putting it out there. However, it just lets you know how low the bar is. It's like, damn, you got all these ratchet ass chicks, all of color, and you mean to tell me none of y'all bitches want to sit down and have a conversation on why y'all have so much animosity towards this person, that person, or a bunch of people all together? Like, it makes no sense. What made it even worse, I can't even put all the blame on Tommy. Natalie Nunn is allegedly the fucking executive producer, and bitch, you out here in sneakers trying to fight other bitches? Like, okay, if you want to try to fight Tommy, bitch, you already fought her in the ring. My thing is, why are you still trying to fight Tommy? But yet you don't want to fight Krishan Rock, though. Where was that energy at? I don't understand. Shit weird. But yeah, so that's that on that show. I heard through the grapevine that they are working on a new show. I don't know if Zeus is going to pick it up or not. Excuse me, I don't know. But this is just, the bar is in hell. This is just really, really sad. The show is called The Side Chicks of Charlotte, North Carolina. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I thought they was bullshitting. I came across somebody whose niece or something like that is on the show. And I'm like, what the fuck? Her name, I guess, is Roxy or some shit like that. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? They're really trying to make this into a show and trying to promote it and get somebody to pick it up to put it on television. I had to go look at the fucking trailer. Motherfuckers is dead ass arguing with dudes, arguing with bitches, and they are just side chicks. Oh my goodness, ladies, y'all got to do better. In the name of entertainment, y'all have got to do better. Like, that, it's just really sad. That's all that I picked up on when it comes to that. Now, I will take a step away from anything baddies related and talk about the Bad Boys of Texas. That ain't no better either. Oh my gosh. Bruh. Okay, so you got Orlando Brown, Raz B, Jonathan, and some other people that, you know, are just trying to make a name for themselves. So, Chef D is the ex-boyfriend of Saucy Santana. Okay, so you got all these different personalities, all this testosterone slash feminine energy, and it's like, what are y'all fighting over? Like, what? You know, first of all, they all get into the house. Jonathan already come in on 20 because he whooped on damn near everybody in the last season, so he wants the biggest room. Then you got, you know, Razby and Orlando. They like, what the fuck going on? You know, like, they not used to this type of reality shit. Well, motherfuckers just fighting for whatever reason, just because they want to make a name for themselves or make something out of nothing. So it's very awkward. But that's reality TV on the ratchet side. Now, if you fast forward to Real Housewives of Atlanta, when I mentioned earlier, Candy is doing her thing. She got multiple bags, multiple streams of income. However, she's crying because her husband basically wants to have something to contribute to, and he wants her help. And so it's like, damn, not only does she got to, you know, run all these businesses and write songs and all this, you got to also help him. Like, it's just crazy. It's like Candy is raising him as a child, Todd, plus the other kids. So that goes to show, when the woman is the breadwinner, it's never a good look. I don't know how long it's going to work out. It's only going to work out long as she wanted to. But the problem is, when she told her mom, Mama Joyce, that if anything was to happen to her, she wanted everything to go to her husband. Mama Joyce is like, what? Like, it was just, wow. I'm like, wow. Candy does not realize how much of a sucker she is. But anywho, she ain't the only one, and she won't be the last, because there's a lot of women who, once they become successful, they basically date down. And some of them do this so the man will stay with them, be like, okay, this woman is the best thing I ever had. I ain't going nowhere. You know, there's some women that feel secure in that type of way. You know, hence Nicki Minaj and, you know, Rihanna and, you know, people like that. However, then you got some ladies that are the breadwinner, and they have dudes that basically want to feel like a man, but it's like they won't ever completely do it because they feel like, well, damn, she did this, this, that, and the third. How can I compete? A lot of dudes feel like they have to compete with a woman that is successful. It's fucked up, but it happens in some situations. Now, since we're on this topic, let's talk about Gabrielle Union real quick, because she recently did an interview talking about the whole 50-50 thing. Now, y'all know, for all my listeners out there that follow the show, that listen to every episode, y'all know how I feel about 50-50. I don't do it. If I have a man, we live together, I'm not paying no bills. So, with that being said, Gabrielle Union was complaining about how her and Dwayne Wade are in a 50-50 relationship, so she got to pay half the bills and how stressful it is. And I'm like, why would you do that? First of all, he makes way more money than you, Gabrielle. Why are you in a 50-50 relationship with a grown-ass man that's capable of taking care of you and the family? I ain't understand that. But it's a lot of chicks that want to wear the pants and want to feel man-like. And then when they get in those situations, don't bitch up and cry and complain now. That's what you chose. So that's why I am not that type of chick. I don't do 50-50 because it never works out in the long run. It never does. I'm all for this person I've been following lately, Shira7. Everything that I talk about is basically what she talks about. I wish I would have found her channel years ago, but I just found her on TikTok and decided to start following her on YouTube. And I suggest you all, you know, take a look at her content. She's very witty. She's also creative and funny. I like her style and how she engages with her audience. So with her, she has time to do all that because she don't work. You know, she's a housewife. As for me right now, I'm currently working. So yeah, I won't be on this podcast long because I got to get to work. But eventually, I will be working. So, but yeah, everything that she talks about is basically what my motto is and what I go by. Like, no, you're supposed to be a woman and stay in your feminine position, you know, but there's a lot of women who don't want to be in that feminine position. They want to compete with the man and they feel like, oh, well, if I work and give him my money, you know, maybe that'll make him respect me and love me. No, it won't. I'm telling you, it doesn't work out that way. They will resent you and eventually leave you for somebody else. So, with all of that being said, I have got to go, you all. I hope you enjoyed listening to today's show. It's always something going on, and I'm always paying attention. I'm listening, I'm looking, but you know, I've also been grieving, so I apologize, but I will get back into doing more of these shows more often because the rules have changed for the podcaster. So now that Anchor has been bought out by Spotify and I'm now a Spotify employee because I'm a Spotify podcast host with this show, I have to do more shows in order to get the bag. So yeah, now that I'm out of my little, you know, depression thing about what happened with so-and-so, I'm able to make more content when I have the free time. So I've already decided that, you know, I will definitely do that. So I will definitely do 2 shows a week. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever listening platform you choose. The show is on most listening platforms. Also, don't forget to go over to the YouTube channel, Intergalactic Wit, and subscribe there. Hit the notification bell all so you'll be notified when I post, you know, new content. Also, go over to TikTok under Intergalactic Wit and follow the show there, as well as on Instagram. You can follow the show there as well, Intergalactic Wit. And if you are on Twitter, the Twitter name is Muvva Wit. MUVAWIT. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or would like to, you know, be a guest on the show or have anything else you want to discuss business wise, email the show at intergalacticwit@gmail.com for further details. Also, shout out to Bo Beauty Queen. Ladies out there, accentuate your beauty. Go over to the BoBeautyQueen.com website and purchase your Edge Factor Styling Gel. Also, your other hair care products there as well, such as the Hair Bomb. They are currently out of their hair growing serum. When they are restocked, I, of course, will gladly let you know. But until then, you can also follow their Instagram under Bo Beauty Queen, and you can also follow their Facebook page, Bo Beauty Queen. All right. Once again, thank you all for listening, but I got to run. Okay. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.